T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spending a few minutes now with Ursinus running back Samuel Ragland, who had quite the day in a win over Gettysburg on Saturday, tied a school record with 4 rushing touchdowns, all 4 coming in the second half of a 42-7 victory that improved the Bears to 2-0. And first of all, Samuel, thanks so much for the time. And before we talk about your accomplishment, how much fun has this been this season? You guys have really hit the ground running here.
Yes, thanks. Thank you for having me. It's been a great time. We have a great team this year, a lot of character guys, a great coaching staff. So it's a pleasure to be a part of everything. And as far as Saturday, it was a great win. Offensively, we started off a little slow. We had to make a few adjustments at halftime. But, to the coach's credit and the player's credit, we all came together and, just stuck to the game plan and got rolling second half. Defensively, I think they were sound all day. And that's really what kept us in the game. They were, as Coach likes to call them, the eraser. And so they definitely did that all day, forced turnovers and just put our offense in a great position to, get rolling the second half and grab a commanding victory.
Were you aware that you had set a school record at the end of the game? Did someone have to come up and tell you? How'd you learn about it?
Funny, I actually had my family and friends were there, of course. And so I had numerous people come up to me and say, congratulations on the record or on tying the record. And, in my head, I'm just saying, giving credit to my teammates, of course. But I didn't know until I think my dad had come up to me and made it clear. He was like, hey, you tied the school record. And I also had a friend come up to me and was like, hey, why didn't they let you break the record and all that? And, I'm over here not knowing what the record was. So I was just blessed and fortunate enough to even be in that category. So I was, just humbled. Bell Sedgwick was a great running back here and, did a lot of great things and had, numerous accomplishments. So just to be in the same talk as him was very gratifying.
And, it's one thing to set a record like that, but you do it. I think you just had 12 carries in the game because you guys do it. They really split you guys up because you have so much talent in the backfield. And it comes, over the final, quick math here, like 22 minutes of the game. When you score that fourth touchdown, are you like, whoa, this is really something? And actually looking at it more to – you basically scored them over about 15 minutes of game action.
Yeah, they were all kind of, real back to back to back. So, like I said, it was, all credit to the coaches and my teammates. I was just in, the right place at the right time and executed what I had been practicing all summer and all, this fall. And so, it was just very humbling to be in that position and to be able to score those touchdowns. So, O-line was churning all day. We were working hard. Quarterback was doing a great job. Receivers were catching balls and helping us move the ball down the field. The rest of my running back core, churning out big yards. I know right before one of my touchdowns, Stacy had a big run. So, it was just a all-around team effort. And, like I said, the defense all day was, doing great things to hold Gettysburg's offense to very limited yards, stuff like that. So, definitely was very, very, very happy and content with the result.
Did you guys have a feel in training camp that you have something, you have a chance to put together something special here? Because the way you started this season, not just with the wins, but the impressive wins is something.
Well, yeah. I mean, anytime you have come off a year like you did last year, started off 5-0, beating Johns Hopkins, and then, finishing 6-4, we weren't satisfied with that. But I think that's what the big difference was between last year and this year. We have, a lot of the same core guys and, the coaches, still on staff, we expected, to win. But, it's never easy coming into a new year, having new freshmen come in. We have a new coach on staff. So we, built off what we had last year and using it for this year. And I think that's where we've become more experienced. I think before I got here, a couple years before I got here, you know, we had losing records, and, you know, that had become a small custom of some of the older guys. And so, you know, going 6-4 last year was, you know, of course, good, changing the program around. But looking at this year, we have, you know, a lot of the same pieces, a lot of really good talent around, great coaching, great schemes and all that. So we're just trying to put that together and move forward game by game and really just get this thing done. So, yeah, I think, you know, in all season, preseason, we had a good sense of the kind of team we had, the type of talent we had around, and definitely we're looking forward to do the same thing last year, but now we just want to keep it rolling and finish and not get ahead of ourselves and not, you know, get too cocky, but, you know, stay even keeled and keep this thing moving.
You're in your sophomore year. Talk to me a little bit about the decision to come to Ursinus. What clinched it for you? What other schools were you looking at? And why did you focus in on being a Bear?
Well, I was looking over my junior senior year, both at Division One and Division Three programs. But Ursinus really got me with, I think, you know, three main things. Was one, the academics. It's a very, very strong rigor here, and, you know, pushes the students not to just get by, but to really excel. And graduating from Ursinus, a degree here means something and it holds weight whether you go to, you know, any field you go to. So that's something that I enjoyed. The professors that I all talked to were great, you know, very, very inviting, very warm, welcoming, and they wanted to see you succeed. And that meant a lot to me because sometimes, you know, you have teachers that, you know, just are doing a job or just getting by or, you know, worry about only a handful of students. But the professors here, they really care about each and every individual student. And I appreciated that. The second thing was the fit. I think, you know, just walking around campus, you know, I could, you know, see people holding the door, smiling, you know, waving, saying hello, greeting me, and, you know, doing all types of things that, you know, I didn't get from other college campuses. And so, you know, that was great, you know, and, you know, advice to other people looking at colleges is that, you know, you're going to be living on college. You're going to be, you know, waking up, eating breakfast, you know, doing everything that you would do at home, but on a college campus. And it's not like you get to go home after school or after classes. So it was just nice having an environment where I felt safe. I felt, you know, like I could make friends very easily. And so I enjoyed that. And then third was football. The coaches came in and, you know, they definitely made it known that I was higher on their list from the get-go. And, you know, being wanted, of course, is a nice feeling, but, you know, it's, you know, what separates being wanted from one college to the other, you know, 10 to 20 to 30 colleges that you might be looking at. And so they really just, you know, extended their arm of gratitude and were very honest. And, you know, Coach Gallagher would call and check on me every week. He would ask me how I was doing in the weight room, in the classroom. And, he generally cared about who I was as a person, cared about my family, would ask about my parents, my sister, stuff like that. So that really meant a lot. And so I established a great relationship with Coach Gallagher and Coach Eachus as well, and some of the guys that were here as well. So, you know, just those three components really helped me to gravitate towards Ursinus. And, you know, looking back on it, you know, I'm very, very, very satisfied with the decision I made and, you know, couldn't be happier.
And final question for people who haven't seen you run, how would you describe your running style?
How would I describe my running style? That's a great question. Well, I have, you know, I think going back to my freshman year in high school, I was, you know, a smaller kid, you know, a little short, didn't weigh a whole much. So I just, you know, worried about working on my speed and being the fast guy on the field. But, you know, as I hit high school and started gradually, you know, getting older and more mature and wiser, I started realizing that, you know, it is important to hit the weight room early. It is important to take care of your body, to eat right. And so, you know, I try to, you know, model myself as a balanced back with both speed and power. So, you know, I think it's important for me to, you know, be strong enough to run between the tackles and, you know, bounce off defenders like linebackers and D linemen, but also have the speed to, you know, break away from safeties and, you know, cornerbacks. So, you know, all glory to God. I feel like he's, you know, blessed me with, you know, God-given abilities and talents that, you know, not everyone has. So I try to use them in the way that I can and perfect my craft each and every day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.